You're listening to the Hip Hop Show on Sin. We're ready to go with another interview. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, it's an absolute OG in the studio right now. We got Samir with us, Brady with us, and we also got a future star, I'm going to say.
Oh, my man.
We got Bilali in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Bilali, how we doing, bro?
Chilling, man, chilling.
That's good, that's good. Hey, man, Burn Gently. Fantastic doc to start with. The show itself is going to be fantastic, I know already. Talk a bit about that first and foremost, and we'll get chatting about what's to come for you as well.
So with Burn Gently, I think the first time I found out about it was, like 2019. Enfa came to our community center, and I was breakdancing at the time. And he like came and like...
You B-boy, right?
Yeah, used to.
Okay.
Now I'm a full-time MC.
Hey, let's go, let's go. Man, the way he said that, man.
The flavor he said it with, he was like, I'm a full-time MC.
Nah, you know the deal. But yeah, so he came and was like documenting us dancing and stuff. So that was the first time I heard about it. And then, yeah, earlier this year, he would hit me up and was like, yo, would love for you to perform at the opening for the doco. So it's like, tripped me out being like, damn, I'm going to be in it, but I'm also going to be like opening and like performing for it. So
that's
it's like,
sick.
Yeah, that's how I found out about it. And yeah.
You do work with Enfa, right? In terms of like, I think you do some collabs with them for Cool Out Sun. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I hope I got that right.
But yeah, you do, yeah.
I've listened to some stuff, man. You are talented as hell.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, we obviously just got done speaking to Enfa earlier.
Mm.
There's going to be potentially a B-boy cameo in this documentary.
Yeah.
A, can you confirm that? And B, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Haven't seen it yet.
No, but ooh. I know that he got a lot of footage of us, so you're going to see me dancing, yeah.
Okay, all right. Oh, we've seen you dancing for sure. All right. You've been around for a bit. You've been amongst the scene for a little while. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Talk to me about some influences.
Like with music?
Yeah, for sure, man. Who are you, like locally or even internationally, who are you feeling?
Locally, you know, like Enfa and like the whole House of Beige posse like really influenced me while I was growing up because, you know, it was mad seeing like people doing stuff that, you know, I could relate to. And just being themselves and, you know, just seeing African Australians being represented in a really dope way was just cool for me. So that's like locally, but like in terms of worldwide, you know, people like Mos Def, Common, Black Thought, you know, like that whole Soulquarian era, you like J Dilla, like all that is like my center of like influence, I guess.
Fair enough, fair enough. We had I think you say Mos Def?
Yeah.
We had a couple of mentions of Mos Def tonight. I mean, obviously, who legend of the game,
it's
absolute
the goat, man.
Probably top five for most people. Hey man, there's not a lot musically like you've put out quite yet besides the Cool Out Sun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a bit about we got a little something in the works or what we
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm working on heaps of stuff at the moment. I haven't actually released anything like by myself yet. So probably by the end of the year.
Definitely by
the end of the year. There'll be something. Right.
So fair to say we can probably expect you back on the show to talk about what you're releasing, is that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough, man. Hey, let's talk a bit about Sensible Soirees, Burn Gently. It's going to be a sick night, Saturday night, 25th of February. You're going to be playing? You're going to be there doing some emceeing, I bet? Yeah,
yes, sir.
Talk a bit about that. Are you excited to perform live?
Of course, man. Always excited to perform. I love doing it.
That's amazing, man. And hey, if people hadn't seen what your lifestyle is like, how can you describe that? Sell yourself for the live folks that haven't bought their tickets yet.
Epic.
Epic.
Epic. Nah, I'm playing. It's just me. It's just me being me, you know, just being my most sincere self as I can, talking about things that I've actually been through or just vibes. That's how I can explain it.
Vibes,
one word is just vibes.
Bro. Vibes.
That's what it is.
Vibes.
I think that's going to get, that got me. I'm down.
Hell yeah.
All you got to say
sold,
is vibes.
Yeah, sold. You, Brady, you sold?
I'm sold, like, honestly. Mm. You know, if you believe that you can do it, like, who am I to, like...
That's that confidence.
Yeah.
Well, that's man. That swagger. Man walked in with swagger. He's
exactly.
got the bands
Thank
on,
you,
he's
sir.
Got the jorts on. He walked in...
I love the jorts.
...ripped out.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked a bit about influences as well, man, but I wanted to chat a bit about collabs. Obviously, you haven't released too much of substance yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say you had, like, a week to release something, all right?
Yeah.
And you get two choices, dead or alive, and... You get the opportunity to collab with them. They come down. If they're in heaven, they come down. If they're, you know, if they alive, then they travel over here.
Who says they're in heaven?
You know, you never know. You never know. We never know. I'm not gonna leave it at that. We're gonna move it on. We don't want to talk about the other stuff. But no, wherever they come from, you get access to them, right? Full access, production, everything, value. Two people. Who are you taking?
Hmm.
This is like an all-star sort of question.
Probably J Dilla.
J Dilla.
Ooh. And
okay.
My man.
Yeah.
Dab's getting hyped up here.
So dead or alive, yeah?
Dead or alive. Yeah. Yeah, go dead or alive.
I got two who are dead, but legends never die, you know? So they're not good. So
a classic.
Doom and J Dilla. But alive would be like Mos and Black Thought.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Doom's insane. Incredible. With dudes, Doom. I feel like most rappers in the game right now, hip hop, MC, whatever you want to call yourself, got Doom as a collab for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. If Doom ain't in your top three, I'm like.
Nah. Were you like, like talking young? Were you influenced by Doom?
Yes, a whole lot, a whole lot. Like, just I had never seen anything like it. You know, like just the way he approaches writing and just the whole idea of the mask and just all of that is just incredible to me. So.
Fair enough. You've got a sick look, man. Much like Doom. Doom obviously had the mask. You know, I don't think you wear a mask as far as I know.
Nah.
But you got a hell of an afro. You got a hell of a look.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, you got everything else. As soon as you be dropping that music, I think it's a big year for Bilali.
Yeah, thank you. For sure.
I think it is as well.
I think no doubts.
No doubts. For sure. No doubts.
Appreciate that.
Man walked in and immediately went, hey, is that new Lil Sims? And I was like, yes, it is that new Lil Sims. Yes, it is. So he's a man of taste for sure. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about socials. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Bilali Abok, BILLILIABOK.
Yep, there'd be some misspellings out there, but I think that's
You know, it'd be like that.
It'd be like that. It'd be, as another ethnic man, it do be like that.
Yeah, it do be like that. I know you. You know the vibes.
I hear you. And of course, if you want to listen to Bilali perform live, get a bit of taste of what's to come, hopefully, for the year, you can catch him at Sensible Soirees this Saturday. I nearly said Friday. Don't go this Friday. Nobody's going to be there. Or maybe someone might be there. I don't know. Yeah. This Saturday, 25th of February, he's going to be performing live with... And for Young Shogun, it's going to be a great show.
Fire lineup. You have to be there.
Northcote Social Club. Get your tickets, folks.
Yes, sir. Get on that.
Yes, sir. That's been our man, Bilali. Hey, it's been fantastic to have you on, sir. We'll see you soon, I suppose.
For sure.
Let's do that. Next up, we've got a Let Me Be Great by Angelique Kidjo and Sampa the Great. Sampa the queen of our Australian music. Let's go.